In his latest novel, Tim Piers explores the harsh life of a man defined by all that he loses after a tragic accident, his eldest daughter, his hand, and ultimately his life. Here he reads from a section near the opening of the book, which finds Owen on a poaching expedition with his grandfather, even though his grandmother has tried to stop them by hiding his grandfather's 12-bore shotgun.
Owen walked in a trance, unable to imagine how on earth he could possibly find his way in the darkness. He gave himself up to the instruction his grandfather had given him, believing it to be so absurd that it could hardly be his fault if he wandered around till dawn and found himself 10 miles away. He went out of the wood, walked through heather in moonlight, re-entered the trees, walked in a line, turned left toward his grandfather, or so he envisioned. With his arms held in front of him, Owen stumbled slowly through the darkness. In these woods were badgers, foxes, wild cats. There were snakes underfoot and likely hanging from the branches that scratched his face. He began to tremble, a terrified child blundering through a dark wood seething with beasts. A black panther escaped from a zoo. Wolves released from captivity. Owen realized that he was sobbing with fright, though he made no sound. Shivering, tears slid from his eyes, he carried on blindly forward. The sudden sound of movement just ahead. He was convinced that whatever it was rushing towards him. Owen began to weep, but then he became aware of another sound, the long wailing cry of a deer in distress. It stopped abruptly. Owen aimed towards it. When Owen found them, Grandpa had killed the doe with his knife and was already hauling it over his shoulders, holding 2 hooves in each hand, a great scarf of meat around his neck. The way that events had unravelled, one into another, seemed to the boy inconceivable. That he had taken the correct route, that the deer had bolted in this direction, that his old grandfather had fallen upon it. What kind of demonic explanation was there? They reached the edge of the wood. "Go first. Wait for me by the bridge. Anyone sees you, run. Catch you, say nothing. You see anyone? Owl sound, remember?"